Welcome back. I'm Michael Carey. Thank you for joining us tonight on KSKA and KAKM. You also might be listening to us on APRM. If you missed any of tonight's program or other programs, you may go to APRN.org tomorrow to catch up on what you missed. We invited all the candidates in the race for lieutenant governor, and we are now going to meet one who accepted our invitation and is here. That is Diane Benson. Thank you very much, Diane Benson, for being here.
Thank you. Thank you to KAKM.
You're running for, this is the second time you run for, no, you've run for public office several times. This is the first time for lieutenant governor, is that correct?
I ran twice for Congress, winning the nomination in 2006. And ran in 2008, but lost that primary. I am running for lieutenant governor.
Okay. And what did you learn from your previous runs for public office? What lessons came out of that experience?
Well, actually, I learned a lot the first time around, not knowing anything. And I thought, you know, nothing like baptism by fire. I learned about really talking to people about what is on their minds, going out and listening, traveling, not knowing what the standard was for most candidates. It was a learning process in terms of raising money and everything else. But I learned about the things to do. In 2008, I think I learned about the things not to do. So you learn both ways along the way. I feel very good about what I achieved in that race because I did take over 41% of the vote in 2006, which was a real surprise from a political unknown. And so running in this race, I feel very well prepared and well prepared for this position.
What are the responsibilities of the lieutenant governor and what would you do as lieutenant governor?
Well, the responsibilities, in reality, the lieutenant governor role is very important. It's not only a job to step up in the event the governor is absent, but it is a job that oversees a very important division and that protects a basic right that we have in democracy, and that's the right to vote. And that division is the division of elections. And I take that very seriously, especially coming from a family of veterans that knows what it is to fight for our rights. And that overseeing the division of elections is really critical, especially at this time as this current administration is looking at the ways to change the system. And I'm a little concerned about that right now, so I have some concerns around purging the polls through automation. I think it's something that we should be leery of. I don't want anything to jeopardize the rights of Alaskans to vote, that their votes should be counted and counted correctly. There's also overseeing the initiative process, and of course there's a standard of review when you look at the initiative process, and so it's important to look at those components of the review and know the Alaska statutes, which in this case is 1545, that outlines the duties for the lieutenant governor and helps you to understand how you review those initiatives so that they are prepared for the ballot. And I have studied those statutes, and I feel also prepared to take on that job. Of course, there's protecting the state seal, which regards authorization of the use of the state seal.
And
but then it's also an opportunity, I'm sorry, to advocate for people.
The lieutenant governor can introduce legislation through the governor. Is there any legislation pertaining to the lieutenant governor's office that you'd like to see the governor introduce to the legislature as a request?
Well, there's certainly a number of concerns that I follow, one being issues around senior citizens, another around the care and protection of our veterans and their families. And so there's those broader issues and some economic development issues. But I think there's some changes that we need to make within the office itself to make it more efficient, for one thing. I've always been proud of coming in on projects on time and under budget. And I think there are management systems that we could deploy to better organize the office.
Okay. We need to just stop here for a moment. One of the other candidates, Lynette Marino-Hines, has joined us. She's arrived. Thank you very much for coming. Perhaps you could give us an opening statement of a minute or a minute or two. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running.
Good evening. My name is Lynette Marino-Hines, And I am Clinkett from Sitka, Alaska. I am a lifelong Democrat. I have 7 children and 8 grandchildren. And I am running because I know that the rural residents and the people that live out in the bushes don't have much of a voice when it comes to the concerns that they're facing. I know that it's more than just that issue, but I do support subsistence very much. And I wanted to let Alaska know that there is a real need for the people out there, because they are not being heard and they're facing drastic economical finances.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have time for 3 or 4 questions, 3 questions with 1-minute answers. So I'll go and ask the questions. The host will ask the questions. Diane Benson, subsistence was just mentioned. I suspect you both are strong advocates of subsistence, but what can be done as a matter of law, not as a matter of rhetoric?
Well, that's a really big question. I'm kind of surprised as a lieutenant governor candidate that that's what we'll be talking about. But coming from a subsistence background myself, and it's kind of ironic that both Lynette and I are both Tlingit, with that heritage, having grown up utilizing the resource, probably the biggest question that we have in a legal sense is who has the preference in times of shortage. And I've always maintained the rural preference in times of shortage, those who mm-hmm. need it the most mm-hmm. and rely on it the most. Okay. Will be the priority.
Lynette Moreno-Hinds, please, your 1 minute on subsistence, if you would.
A fish does not know what color of skin that somebody catches it, nor does a moose know when somebody shoots at it who is killing it. And so subsistence has no color. And when it comes to the people that live out of the big cities, they don't have stores to go to. I also know that the pebble mine is a issue, and I am against the pebble mine because 100% of Bristol Bay Native Corporation is against it, and at least 87% of Alaska Natives.
Okay, let's stick with you. What should the relationship between the governor and the lieutenant governor be?
It should be
1 minute, I should say, is an answer.
It should be a very close relationship because, like we well know, that sometimes the lieutenant governors do step into the governor's roles, and so you have to learn all you can as a lieutenant governor. I am very much concerned about our politics and the way that it's been handled recently. So I am just a working person.
Diane Benson, what should the governor's role be with the lieutenant governor?
Certainly.
The lieutenant governor's role with the governor.
I think an advisory role in one aspect, and someone who can report what they see from around the state. I like to see the lieutenant governor really get out there and talk to the people. That's why I've spent some time getting better acquainted with the 2 gubernatorial candidates for the Democratic Party, because I think it's important to know each other right now and be ready to go into the office working hard for Alaskans. Be prepared and go to work.
Okay. The lieutenant governor can be an advisor to the governor, as many people have pointed out on this show. What advice would you give the governor about Alaska coming up with a fiscal plan for state spending?
Well, I'd certainly want to, for government purposes, look at where we can create more efficiency, especially in the management level. And I've been looking at management systems within some organizations to see how that could be applied to state government. I think it's a question we all need to deal with. Let's take, for example, an area of government. We often see waste maybe and are concerned about how it's operating, whether it's in child support or some of these other agencies. And I think there's a lot of things we could do. This is a very big question.
Thank you very much. Lynette Moreno-Hinds, again, what advice would you give the governor about a fiscal plan?
What I understand about the state government is that the state does know in advance how much money that they are dealing with the fiscal, you know, fiscal plans. And with that, I would give the governor some advice to the programs that have been cut recently, like Denali Kids Care, because I do have three grandchildren that are homeless, and I'm taking care of them. And I know that a lot of people are really not being able to cover the expenses that they had before. They're having to drastically cut out of their budget what they used to be able to get.
Okay, let's stick with you for closing statements, for the opening closing statement of 1 minute, please. Go ahead, your closing statement.
As Lieutenant Governor, I'm asking for your vote, and I know that I have protested just recently this winter over the gas prices at different corners in Anchorage. It got down to 30 below, but I understand that a lot of us up here really need to have jobs. I support the All-Alaska Gas Line route, and I support Alaskans being able to have the first crack at that. So whoever does become governor and lieutenant governor, please remember all of Alaska's residents.
Thank you very much. Dan Benson, your closing statement of about 1 minute.
A U.S. senator told me that the only thing you really need to be a good public servant is to be smart and fair. And I take that to heart. I worked as a truck driver to help pay my way through school. I raised a wonderful son who went on to serve our country in Iraq and came home severely wounded. I know the struggles of everyday people. And in this day and age, we sure could stand a little more neighborly attitude, particularly, I think, from leadership. But thanks to some foresight, we have a constitutional right to benefit from our own resources. Therefore, we must not give it away out of desperation. We must make sure that projects are environmentally sound, and we must make sure that we provide maximum long-term benefits to Alaskans. And it starts with putting people first. My website is alaskansforbenson.com. I encourage you to check it out and get to know me. And thank you so much. I would appreciate your vote.
Thank you, Diane Benson.